Muchas gracias. Now I'm sure this applause and this warm welcoming is being heard by 100 million Mexicans, which on the name of them, I thank all of you for being so kind with us in Mexico. Honorables miembros del Congreso de los Estados Unidos de América.
Honorable members of the Congress of the United States of America.
Tengo el alto honor de reunirme con ustedes en esta, la más antigua asamblea legislativa del continente americano, cuyas deliberaciones tanta influencia han ejercido en la historia, no solo de este país, sino del mundo entero.
It is a distinct honor for me to meet you here in the oldest legislative assembly on the American continent, a Congress whose deliberations have had such a strong influence not only on the history of this country, but of the entire world.
Este momento histórico entre nuestras naciones, en que los gobiernos de México y los Estados Unidos hemos resuelto iniciar una nueva era de amistad y cooperación en beneficio de nuestros pueblos.
This is an historic moment between our two nations in which the governments of Mexico and the United States have decided to begin a new era of friendship and cooperation to benefit both our peoples.
México y Estados Unidos deseamos conciliar nuestros principios e intereses, así como nuestras tradiciones y aspiraciones. El encuentro entre nuestros países en este amanecer de un nuevo siglo puede significar el comienzo de los más prometedores episodios de nuestra historia común.
Mexico and the United States wish to bring together our principles and interests, as well as our traditions and hopes. The meeting of our two countries at the dawning of this new century may represent the beginning of the most promising chapters in our common history.
Mi presencia en este recinto es testimonio de esa voluntad de acercamiento entre nuestras naciones, mexicanos, mexicanas, estadounidenses, hombres y mujeres, deseamos con toda firmeza establecer una nueva relación, una relación madura, plena y equitativa, basada en la confianza mutua. Confianza. Trust.
My presence in this chamber bears witness to that will to bring our countries closer together. It is our very firm wish as Mexicans and Americans to establish a new relationship, a more mature, full, and equitable relationship based on mutual trust.
Honorable members of the United States Congress, I stand before you today with a simple message. Trust needs to be the key element of our new relationship. I am aware that for many Americans and for many Mexicans, the idea of trusting their neighbor may seem risky and perhaps even unwise. I am sure that many on both sides of the border would rather stick to the old saying that good fences make good neighbors. These perceptions have deep roots in history. In Mexico, they derive from a long-held sense of suspicion and apprehension about its powerful neighbor. And in the United States, They stem from previous experiences with a political regime governing Mexico, which for the most part was regarded as undemocratic and untrustworthy. Our countries thus cautiously distance themselves from one another to suit this frame of mind. But circumstances have changed. We are now bound closely together, whether in trade or tourism, economic or family ties. Our links are countless and ever-growing. No two nations are more important to the immediate prosperity and well-being of one another than Mexico and the United States. That is why our two great nations must go forward together to establish wider and deeper forms of cooperation and understanding. In this task, trust will be essential to achieve our goals. We must therefore leave behind the suspicion and indifferences that have so often in the past been the source of misunderstandings between our two peoples. For it is only by engaging more fully as neighbors and partners that we can make a difference to our societies. And we now have before us a historic opportunity to achieve this end, which has proved so elusive in the past. We intend to be forthright in our friendship and unwavering in our commitment. For as Corinthians states, so simply and truly, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. The relationship between Mexico and the United States has changed in one fundamental way. True democracy in Mexico for decades, an unfulfilled dream, is now a reality. As a result of last year's vote, Mexico now has a legitimate and truly democratic leadership. This has meant a change in government, but it is also a reflection of a profound change in the values and aspirations of Mexican society. I am therefore determined to make democracy and tolerance the principles that guide all government actions, and to ensure that public institutions in Mexico become the guarantors of the rights and highest aspirations of citizens. I have also pledged to address the most pressing problems now confronting Mexico, some of which are perhaps unintended, but nonetheless tangible legacy of an authoritarian past. Among them, poverty and inequality that for so many decades have condemned millions of Mexicans to a life of disadvantage and insecurity. The crippling disease of corruption, which has had such an insidious effect on the life of our country, and the fragility and weakness of our judicial system, which itself must be reformed in order to bring an end to impunity and to consolidate the rule of law throughout the country. I am convinced that it is time to bring Mexico up to date on all fronts, both within and beyond our borders. It is also time to bring Mexico up to date in its relations with the United States. Both of our nations now fully share, without qualification, the fundamental values of freedom and democracy. Thanks to those democratic changes inaugurated in Mexico last year on July the 2nd, the time has come for Mexico and United States to trust each other. Simple trust, that is what has been sorely absent in our relationship in the past. And that is what is required for us to propel and strengthen our relationship in the days, weeks, and years to come. Let us foster trust between our societies. Let us build trust along our common border. Let us take the road less traveled by and build confidence every step of the way. Only trust will allow us to constructively tackle the challenges our two nations face as we undertake to build a new partnership in North America. Take, for example, our common struggle against the scourge of drugs. It should be clear by now that no government, however powerful, will be able to defeat on its own the forces of transnational organized crime that lie behind drug trafficking. Intense cooperation is required to confront this threat, and trust is certainly a prerequisite of cooperation. This is why, since I took office last year, Mexico has enhanced its cooperation with U.S. authorities. We have arrested key drug kingpins and extradited drug traffickers wanted by the United States Justice. However, much more needs to be done. Trust will be crucial to enhance intelligence and information sharing between both governments. We are committed to becoming a full partner with the United States in the fight against drug. But trust requires that one partner not to be judged unilaterally by the other. Members of this Honorable Congress, give trust a chance. Give both governments a chance. The deal to suspend drug certification for 3 years, S-219, will allow us to move forward in the fight against drugs. Cooperation is not a nicety, it is a necessity. We ask that you demonstrate your trust in us by passing this legislation as a gesture of your faith and confidence in this new country that we are working so hard to build. We must also trust each other if we are to deal successfully with the issue of migration. In recent months, President George Bush and I have already shown our willingness to trust each other by agreeing to discuss this most complex matter. As the history of this country shows, migration has always rendered more economic benefits to the United States than the cost it entails. Let us also not forget that migrants invariably enrich the cultural life of the land that receives them. Many among you have a parent or a grandparent who came into this country as an immigrant from another land. Therefore, allow me to take this opportunity to pay homage to those brave men and women who in the past took on the challenge of building a new life for themselves and for their families in this country. And let me also salute the Mexican migrants living in this country and say to them, Mexico needs you. We need your talent and your entrepreneurship. We need you to come home one day and play a part in building a strong Mexico. When you return and when you retire, we need you to come back and help us convince other Mexicans that the future lies in a prosperous and democratic Mexico. Queridos paisanos, México no los olvida, sabrá apoyarlos, no les fallaremos.
My dear countrymen, Mexico will not forget you and will support you. We will not fail you.
There is one crucial fact that we must not lose sight of. Migration flows respond to deep underlying economic incentives, are all but impossible to stop and must instead be regulated. Mexico is therefore seeking an agreement that will lend greater security and orderliness to the migration flows between our two countries. This is why trust in dealing with migration entails reaching common ground to address the status of Mexican migrants already working and living in the United States, already contributing to enrich this nation. Let me be clear about this. Regularization does not mean rewarding those who break the law. Regularization means that we will provide them with the legal means to allow them to continue contributing to this great nation. The agreement that we seek would establish a higher ceiling for permanent visas awarded to Mexicans coming to this country. And it would also expand opportunities for Mexican workers to obtain temporary work visas so that they can enter the United States safely and legally. Additionally, the agreement would require us to enhance our cooperative efforts to improve border safety, save lives, and crack down on criminal smuggling gangs or polleros. And finally, it would demand that we promote economic growth in Mexico. And we know this is our responsibility to promote specific opportunities for all those kids and young persons, specifically in those regions that are the source of most migrants. Progress regarding migration will not be easy. Yet, it is essential that we maintain our commitment to an open and frank discussion so that we may find a lasting solution that is acceptable to both our countries. Such a discussion can only take place in a climate of trust. We have a fundamental decision to make. It is a decision that provides us with an opportunity to achieve the highest aspiration of any politician, leaving a lasting legacy of well-being to their people. Mexico and the United States must also work constructively to promote our common values within our region by adopting a clear and consistent stance. Our governments may jointly address some of the most relevant and pressing issues of our hemisphere, such as the deepening of democracy, the promotion of human rights. This should not be our most noble cause in the Americas. Excuse me, this should be our most noble cause in the Americas and in the rest of the world. On issues of common concern, such as the situation in Colombia, the promotion of economic development across Central America, the establishment of the free trade area of the Americas, the negotiation of a democratic charter for the OAS, or the shared goal of fostering financial stability and disarming financial crisis throughout our region. It is vital that Mexico and United States work together, each one as a partner that we are, in building peace and stability throughout the Americas on the basis of our own principles and interests. Evidently, we will not always see eye to eye, but both countries should convey to each other in all sincerity and candor their respective perceptions about how best to tackle issues of common concern for the well-being of our peoples. Trust will allow us to do this. Señoras y señores legisladores del Congreso estadounidense.
Members of the Congress of the United States of America.
Tenemos hoy la oportunidad de cambiar dramáticamente el signo de nuestra relación. Este encuentro entre México y Estados Unidos es hoy el encuentro entre dos democracias dispuestas a construir un futuro mejor.
We have before us today the opportunity to dramatically change the future of our relationship. This meeting between Mexico and the United States is today the meeting between two democracies willing to build a better future.
La relación entre México y Estados Unidos está ahora en nuestras manos. A nosotros nos toca abrir de par en par las ventanas de oportunidad que se nos presentan. Somos los arquitectos de nuestro destino común.
The relationship between Mexico and the United States is now in our hands. It is up to us to open wide the windows of opportunity before us. We are the architects of our common destiny.
Ello significa que debemos recrear la relación entre nuestras grandes naciones de forma consciente y deliberada, avanzando paso a paso, con firmeza, sin dejar nada al azar. Debemos compartir plenamente este compromiso para disfrutar después los frutos de nuestro esfuerzo común.
This means that we must recreate the relationship between our two great nations in a conscious and deliberate manner, moving forward firmly without leaving anything to chance. We must fully share this commitment in order to later enjoy together the fruits of our common labors.
Evidentemente, todos sabemos de sobra que no hay respuestas fáciles ni soluciones mágicas a los retos que enfrentamos México y Estados Unidos. Pero sí existe un cambio por el que podemos avanzar con pasos firmes hacia su resolución: el camino de la confianza mutua.
Obviously, we all know full well that there are no easy answers nor magical solutions to the challenges faced by Mexico and the United States. But there is a path along which we can make progress with firm steps towards their solution. The path of mutual trust.
Confianza en que nuestros gobiernos actuarán siempre con integridad en su trato cotidiano. Confianza en la fortaleza de nuestra relación como socios y como amigos. Confianza en nuestro futuro de prosperidad compartida.
Trust that our governments will always behave with integrity in their daily work. Trust that the strength of our relationship as partners and friends is strong. Trust in our future of shared prosperity.
Honorable members of the U.S. Congress, the political change currently underway in Mexico is the most powerful reason why we are now able to establish new forms of friendship and cooperation with the United States. We're ready to turn this change into the seed of a better future for both of our countries. I hope that the United States will embrace this historic opportunity to build a new era of prosperity and understanding between our peoples. It requires will as well as vision to take advantage of this favorable turn in history and forge a new friendship between Mexicans and Americans. This legislative body, along with its peers in Mexico, can play a decisive role in bringing our two countries together. You are a key partner in fostering trust between our two peoples. Years ago, the United States Congress faced a difficult decision and chose to vote in favor of a greater integration with Mexico through the North American Free Trade Agreement. The partnership between Mexico and the United States is still incomplete. There remain many unresolved issues that must be dealt with in order to achieve our common goals now as partners. One of these goals is an issue which is great body will soon consider and which entails an important obligation under NAFTA. It is the issue of access to the United States for Mexican trucks. For this, as in many other items of our common agenda, we need your trust. Trust will allow both countries to comply responsibly and maturely with their obligations to one another. The overreaching the overreaching question is not then whether we can afford to trust each other, but whether we can afford not to. The growing convergence of our nations can lead to shared responsibility and prosperity, and to the strengthening of those values that we have in common. Let us begin anew, as those who founded our modern nations once did, remembering on both sides that there can be no friendship without trust, and no trust without true commitment. When history comes knocking on our doors, as it has done now, bold decisions are required. Let us make one today. Let us decide to trust one another. John F. Kennedy believed in new beginnings. In accepting his party's nomination as president, he spoke of a new frontier. Quote, We stand today on the edge of a new frontier, the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges, unquote. This was in 1960. Today, at the dawn of a new century, our two great nations face new challenges. But we do so with new opportunities, unimaginable even a few years ago. Our new frontier will be conquered not by confrontation, but through cooperation. Not by threats, but by common aspirations. Not by fear, but by trust. My friends, let us pledge today to create a new special partnership between the United States and Mexico for the benefit of our two great peoples. Señoras y señores, viva México, viva Estados Unidos, viva nuestro futuro común.